Simply Done, the podcast network.
You know what I think is when you catch a fish, a little bit of lemon, a little bit of butter, lemon, a little bit of garlic, and bing, bang, and boom. And
I don't want to talk about fishing. Fishing bores me more.
Well, all right, how about this? How about we go mud shark fishing?
I don't.
How about this? How about we let the fans win a chance to go mud shark fishing with me?
How could you do that? I don't think it's a great promotion.
Hey, fans, who wants to go mud shark fishing? Well, go mud shark fishing with Maul. We'll crank some Zeppelin. We'll smoke some apple cherry with tobacco. We'll catch some mud sharks.
Where is he?
Hey, bud.
What a fucking imbecile.
Holy cow, you look like terrific, man. Scaremaster.
I was in court, that's why.
Scaremaster.
That's how you go to court?
Yeah, he goes to classic.
What do you do?
Thank you.
When you go to court like that, who are you trying to fool?
Who am I trying to fool?
Where's your belt? Do you have a belt?
You were a
coat. Get your fucking hands off of me.
I was checking to see if you had a belt. You dress so nice. Why don't you get a belt to match your pants, your shoes?
Because I have a fucking another belt that's hurt somewhere.
Oh, your fanny pack. You took it off and you left it in the car? In this neighborhood?
What is this? The Cherrywood tobacco thing. Look at it smoking.
Looking good, dude.
Thank you.
A lot better than last week.
What does that shirt cost? About $8?
This shirt?
Yeah.
You got
a pocket on a dress shirt. Who does that? That's like real white trash. That's like Kmart type of shit. And what's that tie made? I'm not putting you down. Seriously. I think you look good. But what's
You know what I like about yellow on the Scaremaster?
What?
It's spring, first off.
Yeah, that's true.
It brings out like a jaundice color in him. And it goes great. You know what else is great about his shirt? It goes great with this song right here.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody. It's me, your old pal, Don.
Hey, Don. It's me, Maul.
Hey, Mo. Hey, Don. It's me, Scary Perry.
Hey, buddy. What are you been doing?
What are you doing? What's this phony? What do you mean? This whole phony thing.
Well, what's phony? What, the fact that I showed up?
No, just your whole little... Well, you. From what I understand, you almost didn't show up.
Right.
And that would have been the end of the show.
Wait, what happened, Scaremaster? You okay? Were you in an accident? Did something happen?
No.
Did you try to skateboard in the pool again and break your neck again?
Tell them what you did.
None of you guys' business.
Okay, what do you mean it's none of our business?
It's none of your fucking business.
What do you mean it's none of our fucking business? What if we guess? Yeah. Can we guess?
I get first guess.
All right, go ahead.
Scaremaster. And just for the listeners at home so they know, Scaremaster is dressed very nicely.
In a yellow shirt with a pocket.
He's wearing a nice pair of pleated trousers. Stand up, Scaremaster.
No, they'll take him.
He's wearing some pleated trousers.
What are those shoes? Did you get those at a...
He's wearing a yellow dress shirt that's tucked into the pleated trousers.
These shoes are B.A. Mason shoes, so I can walk without a problem.
Lift him up.
What does that mean? So you can walk without a problem?
Because I have spurs in my heels.
You have spurs in your heels and you have a broken neck.
Do your spurs go jingle, jangle, jingle?
Shut up.
Okay. I don't know what your problem is, dude.
I don't have a problem. You have the problem.
Okay. Can I guess now?
Go ahead.
All right. You went to San Diego with your... attorneys, and you went there and you had a court date and you almost canceled this podcast today because of it.
Yeah.
Without
luckily I had the time change from yesterday's.
Luckily
no, you shut the fuck up and let me finish saying what I'm saying.
You dirt bag, motherfucker.
That's right, motherfucker.
You are
yesterday the court appearance today was supposed to be at 1:30. I told them that they had to bring it to 8:30 in the morning /8:39 so we can do this.
So you went down
Jimmy
to San Diego
Kimmel's
today,
one of my bosses, I said. That's what helped me
So you dropped his name.
What'd you say?
I had to say Jimmy Kimmel's name to get my thing brought up to 8:39 in the morning.
Wait, who'd you say that to?
To the judge.
What'd you say to the judge?
I said Jimmy Kimmel's one of my bosses. I have to be at work on Friday.
You work over there? You got to get me in there, dude.
Shut up.
Dan's in there. I had the band idea. Now you're working there. What are you doing?
When are you there? I never see you there.
I wanted to find out how we got a job over at that guy Jimmy's show, who's now going to be on Tonight's show.
This
is what?
this is like working for him.
Why is that?
Why'd
you say his name?
Because if I said your name, they don't know who you are.
Yeah, well, they don't know who you are.
What difference? Oh, Jesus.
The point is, you almost quit the show again. Because if you...
I didn't quit nothing.
But
I did not quit nothing.
That's a double negative.
But if you would have missed the show, it would have been over.
I did not quit
Perry,
a fucking thing.
We're just trying to go through the rest of this year, see where this show goes, and then if it doesn't do anything, it's done. If you want to end it early, just end it early.
I didn't say I'm going to end anything, did I?
Okay, so you
I don't want to end anything.
I hate to keep on this thing. But listen,
please, Mole.
If you say that we work for Jimmy because Dan works for Jimmy, like I can say, like I work for somebody that one of you guys work for. Like I could say I work for Randy Cavalluti because you did that movie with him and that other stuff. And I just because you work for him.
Would you shut the fuck up?
No, because that
makes sense. It does make sense.
I work for I'm a print devil.
That was 20
I'm
plus
my family.
Years ago.
Well, okay.
I do all your stuff. I live at 7722 Cedar Boulevard.
What?
I live.
You want me to beat your fucking ass?
No, I do not want to be threatened.
No, you live in.
Stop it. Stop that.
See?
Don't look at Dan.
If you say my fucking address again, I'm going to slap your glasses off. I'm not going to say anything. We're cutting right here.
Well, then we're
shut up.
Shut up.
You're the
shut
one
up.
That said you're
shut
living
up.
At some
hold
other
on, hold on.
House.
Hold on. Listen, if you mention it again, because I don't mention it. The only time it's ever mentioned is when I read it in a $10 shout out, and that's why we're... Shut the fuck up. You've given my number to other people. I'm tired of your bullshit, Perry.
I'm tired of these bull.
Okay, he didn't. He
stop made, saying my address.
He said it on a
like
mistake.
My, if you don't
he
like me,
said it as
if
a mistake.
You don't like
I can't
me
control him.
Address, then
I can't
like
control the
$10
shout out writers. Get I can't control that.
Right.
I
don't say it on the
I
fucking
don't
air.
Do it.
Right,
I don't.
When you're
bullshit.
When he's
I
right,
don't.
He's right.
The only
when
time I do
fucking bullshit. Both of you are bullshit.
You're bullshit.
Hey, language.
You're bullshit.
Language.
By the way, I should say this, and we should have brought this up right at the start, but Perry came in with his asshole fucking attitude.
My asshole fucking attitude.
It ain't quitting. Was out there everywhere.
Everywhere, Scaremaster. That's the new keep
that's
on trucking.
That's not even a real way of talking.
It ain't quitting.
Let's hear you do it.
I'm Scaremaster. Not quitting.
Well, it says it ain't quitting, and that's what you said,
that's
and it's been
I...
catching on. Everybody's been putting it all over the internet.
Because I,
you see
of my
those, you see those girls get that tattoo? All those girls on spring break
yeah.
out there, it ain't quitting.
It ain't quitting. See the one that had it right above her crotch area, right in the pelvic
bone? It was
bone?
Right there.
Sexy as fuck. Oh, I want to clear up another rumor if I could. Since Jay Leno was fired and Jimmy Fallon's moving into his spot.
What?
You didn't know that?
Are you working for those guys,
no,
too?
No. But there has
does Scaremaster work for them?
I would like to.
Okay, there's
what?
Been
work
rumors.
For somebody's.
Okay, I'm just trying to dispel a rumor, and everyone's interrupting me. The rumor is that I'm taking over on The Late Show with Don Barris. Nothing has been said. I haven't even been contacted by NBC, to tell you the truth. So I don't
they
want you. What's the matter, Mole?
That's amazing.
I thought you were going to be upset by this.
I am. Listen, don't you
upset.
Work for the other guy?
What's that? Oh, Jimmy? Yeah, and I'm not going to leave him.
So wait, you're going to do still go do the jokes at Jimmy's show?
No, I do I'm the audience warm-up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is
you go there, you tell jokes.
I don't really tell jokes. I just like, come on, guys, it's time to get ready. And I have a
bunch of gifts to give out to the audience.
No,
stuff.
I don't have a bunch of gifts. I get 3 t-shirts a night and a $150 gift card.
What?
Yeah.
To give out to the audience?
Pretty sweet.
Well, you ought to sit in the audience one time. I could give it to you.
Could you get me in there?
Yeah.
Scaremaster, you can get me in there. You work there, too.
What department do
I
you
would
work
like
in?
To. I just said that to the judge.
Why would you say that?
So I can get an early spot. In,
what if
in
he checks to see if you work there? He's gonna
whatever. So I can get an early spot rather than having to be there at the 1:30 court appearance.
So you go there and you'll
if
tell
I was
jokes
in court at 1:30
show,
yeah.
And then you'll go do the other show.
Okay,
how's that going? Telling jokes over there?
What for Jimmy's show?
Yeah.
Which one, Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel?
Whichever one.
Okay, Jimmy Kimmel is great because I go there, I get to see Jimmy, well-liked by everybody there. I have my own dressing room now.
Nice. For Jimmy Fallon, you'd have to move to New York, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't have to move to New York if the rumors were true, and the rumors are is that I'm going to be hosting The Late Show with Don Barris.
After The Tonight Show.
Right.
Whoa.
Because Jimmy Fallon's moving up to The Tonight Show.
You know what you should do? May I make one suggestion?
What's that?
If it did happen, you should have a band.
That is a
And you should have a couple of co-hosts named Walter Molinitsky Scary Perry.
This is Dan's thing, man.
And just to get it straight, if NBC does contact me, you know what I'm going to say?
What's that?
I'd like to have a band on the show.
Sweet.
And I'm going to give you credit. So
nice.
So you'll get some money out of that.
Nice. It's the same deal I got going on the other guy's show.
Okay, another thing that's been going on here, and people have been going crazy all week. They want to know when the fight between William Randolph Hearst and Perry is going to happen.
When is that happening, Scaremaster? You've been working out. You can see how you're working out.
When does he want it?
I don't know. Maybe we put this thing together a little bit. Have you been training? How long is it going to take you to train?
About June 1st.
June 1st.
That's it.
We can actually, you know what we ought to do? We ought to do it on the 26th, which would be the 21st anniversary of Perry doing that one thing.
26th? Oh.
Yeah. But you know what? Before we get to
the comedy store?
No, April? Not the comedy store.
April 26th?
April 26th?
How about April 23rd?
That's a Tuesday, I believe. April 23rd. Well, here's my feeling, Perry. I think you've gotten William a little nervous because I saw you post those pictures of you working out on Facebook where you were leg pressing 1,000 pounds.
Yep.
Anyway, William left a message with me, and if we could, why don't we play that message?
No, I'm William Randolph Hearst. I'm at the grocery store. I'm actually at the pharmacy in the grocery store getting my painkillers. Prescription renewed. My neck is still hurting. But craziest thing just happened. Someone came up to me, and they recognized me for the Perry Challenge. And that was the fun part. The unfun part was a video that showed me a Perry lifting weight that pretty big. And this same person told me that Perry can bench or do some of his legs at 1,000 pounds. That's a ton. I'm not chickening out. I still want to do this, but I want to make sure we follow the rules, 24 rounds. There's a ref there. It's not a cage match. He can't just wail on me. This has to be, your standard gentleman's fight. Wow. So I guess this is really happening. Okay. So just want to make that clear, especially after the leg press.
Wow.
One swift kick, he'll be crushed.
Well, you're working on
one swift kick, he'll be crushed.
You're doing kick fighting,
kickboxing.
So okay, we got to get the rules because he said something about being a gentleman.
And I'm not gonna fucking mess with you guys in here. No way, no how.
What? Can we be in your corner when you fight him?
What do you mean be in my corner?
We'll help you out.
Oh, please.
I'll be your cut man.
Get the fuck out of here.
Let me be your cut man.
And I can be the hype guy.
You're the hype guy. I'm the
cut
man.
You guys just sit in the audience.
Because I worked on Jimmy Kimmel.
No. You're the hype guy. I'm the cut man. I know what
you're
I'm doing.
Only in America can a man like the Scaremaster and William Randolph Hearst come and fight with their broken necks, but fight like gentlemen.
Hold on, Scaremaster. I got to cut you. I got to cut your eye.
Why are you going to cut his eye?
So he could see like in Rocky.
All right.
You're not touching me.
That'd be awesome if I could razor cut your eye.
Get the fuck out of here.
You're boxing. You're like, cut me.
If you start swelling, that truly is the best thing to do. But here's the deal. You're
like Rocky. We need
here's
a Rocky montage.
They can't hit him in the face, though. It's everything below the neck.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, like maybe it's his, like, his...
Maybe if his neck gets screwed up, you can cut the neck.
Or is that downstairs?
I wanted to ask you about this. Recently, Roger Ebert passed away. Now, you, on this show, were our movie reviewer.
Oh, yeah.
Until the bosses upstairs felt that you couldn't handle the pressure.
Very sad that...
So you knew him.
I didn't know him.
You're part of that community.
Okay.
Chicago,
movie, film critic community.
Yeah, Siskel and Ebert thing.
Will you be going to the services?
How could I go to the services?
Because you're part of the community.
He's in Chicago. I'm here in L.A.
No, but all the film critics are there. Leonard Maltin and Gene Chow.
Oh, yeah. You got
Vince Gamby.
You got the money to fly
Richard
to
Roper, Joel Siegel.
Oh, yeah. It's not about... You got to find the money. You
guys,
I mean, I can't...
You got to be seen in that area if you want to get back up on top as world, a movie reviewer. Well, it's up to you.
Look, it takes money...
To make money.
It does take money to make money. Also takes money to buy stuff.
It's a tax write-off. You're in show business. Just put it on a credit card and put it in your Schedule C profit loss form.
Put it on a credit card that I don't have one.
Don't the Javajos have a fund to help the people out, the members out?
Hey, you know what? Let's see what the guys have on their mind. And when I speak of the guys, I'm talking about the fans at home. Because this is a podcast where you, the fans at home, can get your voice heard on our $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Now, if you've never heard the show, during the $10 shout-out, you, the fan at home, you get to say what's on your mind. You want to say something? You got something on your mind? You don't like Perry's yellow shirt and his fucking cheap tie that probably cost under $3? You talk about it. And all you got to do is send $10. That's $10 cash. No checks, no moneyers. It's straight cash, homie. And you send that to $10 shout-out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. And you send a short little shout-out, and that's what you do. Perry, what are you doing?
It is a China made. All right.
You got a China tie made?
Yeah, it's made in China.
It really looks shitty.
Whatever. You know, anything that I wear looks shitty to you.
Yeah.
I like the yellow because it brings out your jaundice.
What is that?
I think it's with the kidney shut down.
Okay.
Look, guys.
Let me, we're in the middle of a $10 shout out. Can I read or do you want to
interrupt? When is this guy going to pay me for those shorts?
What? What shorts are you talking about?
The shorts that he tore. Ross too.
The shorts that you ripped last week.
Who are you talking to, Dan?
You.
Me?
Yeah, you.
We're in the middle of a $10 shout out. Let me read this first letter. Dear Perry.
What am I talking about?
Perry, stop interrupting.
I'm going to get fucking furious about this shit.
We're going to read the $10 shout-outs.
Then we talk about the shorts that he ripped last week.
All right, that's fine, but let's get to the $10 shout-outs.
Do the $10 shout-outs.
All right. Dear Perry, not only am I a huge fan of yours, but I'm also half Italian.
Hey.
Paisano.
What's the good half?
I just started getting my disability checks last month, so financially I have enough money to write to you. Don't worry, I'm not injured or anything. I was able to convince the shrink that I have an anger problem, filled out a little paperwork, and that's all it took. I'll say it's nice living off the government, don't you think? Oh, God. We get to set our own schedule. No bosses getting in our face over stupid shit. I have enough money to keep the lights off my shitty one-bedroom apartment, plus I buy all the pasta and marinara in bulk. Life is good. Anyway, I feel a direct connection. My cousin was a janitor on the set of Windy City Heat. He had the honor of cleaning out the bathroom not long after you blew it up with your massive shit. I wish I could have saved some. It probably worth some money today. I was thinking, I know you won't get the part of Stone in Windy City Heat 2, but maybe you can step in as Stone's stunt double during the shit scene. I will pray to the holy dog every day for it. Your fellow half-Italian, Dino Rabinelli.
Stupid.
Why is that stupid?
Next letter.
Why is that stupid?
Stupid.
I don't get it. Why is it
stupid? Why is it stupid, Scaremaster?
It's stupid, Mo! Because he's fucking trying to make me look like a fucking idiot, dude.
How is he trying to make you look like an idiot? How's he trying to make you look like an idiot?
Because he's...
To be read by Walter Malinsky. Dear Perry. I'm sure you have not forgotten me. My name is Paul Ramos, and I am ashamed to admit that I used to sell rock cocaine and Van Nuys from 1988 to 1995. You were one of my most loyal customers. It always cracked me up when you would hit the pipe and then drop down your knees and start doing girl push-ups. I remember the first time you ran out of money. Dan, this is...
What? How do I get this? I like all these fucking losers try to make it look like that I was involved with
can
them.
Can somebody help out Mole with this? There you go.
I remember the first time you ran out of money, and although I really needed my car detailed, you insisted on giving me a BJ instead. From that moment on, all I could think about were those sweet lips wrapped around my sin snake. In the afterglow of our Daily Man Love, you would discuss your dreams and aspirations. You mentioned becoming a stand-up comedian, selling the best hard Canadian maple popsicle sticks that fudge sickles could be eaten off of, and moving from your apartment at 772 to Reseda Boulevard beautiful mansion in the Hollywood Hills. I'm sure you have moved out of that apartment by now. It would sure be pathetic if you still lived in that dump. The reason I'm writing is to let you know that I have become a pastor and defeated my gay demons through the power of prayer. I believe you too can become straight, Perry, and I'm raising money to help send you to the Rolling Hills Pray the Gay Away Camp in beautiful Riverside, California. Anyone who would like to help set Perry straight, please contact me on Twitter, Pastor Paul Ramos.
Oh, that's nice. Well, here's another one. Oh, look at this.
Thanks, Pastor Paul.
They sent along three baseball cards of Jack Morris, Alan Trammell, and Dan Petrie, all former Detroit Tigers. Let's see what they say. Dear Don, I'm writing this $10 shout-out in honor of the Michigan Wolverines making it to the Sweet 16. Well, this letter came a couple of weeks ago, as you can plainly see, because, as you know, Michigan made it to the finals and lost. Well, I don't even know what to freaking say. Anyway, moving on. I have a proposition for the young Caramello. If he can sing Hail to the Victors, word by word, he receives the full $10. If not, for whoever else is there, sings it, receives the $10. Also, I heard that Perry used to trick on the corner of Cass and Liverpool.
Bullshit!
You went to Detroit and did some shit?
I never been in the state of Michigan.
Big three. Fuck Perry. Go Blue. Yours truly. Andrew Morton, A.A., King of Wayne, Michigan. P.S. I sent baseball cards of... No. Then he says he sent that. All right. Well, do you
sing it, Scaremaster.
I don't know the lyrics.
Hail to the victors valiant. Hail to the Green Party.
Hail to Michigan, the leaders and the best. Dun, 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 dun,
give me the lyrics and I could...
Hail to the victors valiant. Hail to the conquering heroes. Hail to Michigan, the champions of the West.
Not really the West,
hail
though.
To the victors valiant. Hail to the conquering heroes. Hail to Michigan, leaders and best.
Do it again.
Hail to the victors valiant. Hail to the conquering hero. Hail to Michigan, champions of the West.
It's terrible. Dun, dun,
give me
dun,
the ten fucking dollars! Oh, 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 oh!
Did you bring in that T-shirt? The T-shirt from those guys?
Oh, that's right.
Are
you supposed to give us?
What T-shirt?
Oh, my God.
You got two T-shirts last week.
Settle in. Greetings, Big Three. My name is Michael Dukakis, and I'm a co-manager of the Viarda supermarket located near Perry Caramello's address, 772.
No.
I'm a huge fan of the Stairmaster, so it's been difficult for me to listen to recent episodes of the podcast. Wherever is calling him a fat, greasy, smelly, low-life, dago piece of ass.
Yeah,
government with his fake disability. It's a little close to home because people used to say the same thing about my father for 40 years. My father used to rely on the government to feed him, clothe him, and pay his cable bill, just like Perry. Up until last Tuesday when my father finally said no more and decided to be a man and make something of himself. So he pulled himself up by his bootstraps and marched right into the local retirement home and applied for a position of adult diaper washer. I'm proud to say he got that job. He would go on to kill himself 2 days later. While I was at his funeral and listening to an episode of the Big Three podcast, it occurred to me I'm in a position where I could change someone's life for the better, just like that retirement home changed my father's life. I'd like to offer Perry the same opportunity to become a proud working man. I would officially like to offer him the position of deli meat counter person.
Whoa.
Scaremaster.
That's nice.
Unfortunately, due to the tremendous amount of gambling debts from the 2012 Paralympic Games, I'm currently not able to offer Perry a salary, but I'm willing to quote-unquote look the other way if he would like to supplement his income by taking customers in the alley behind Viarda and giving them hand J's in exchange for money or SAG vouchers. We would split a so-called the money.
Shut the fuck up!
He's just reading the letter, for
God's
sake. We'd
put up a sign and call it the Randy C. Special. if we can give it a funny deli name like Ham Job. Oh, we'd like to have fun at Vira. And funny. I think Perry would be an excellent addition to the team with his vast experience in supermarketing and handjing. We look forward to working with you, Perry. And remember, we're just a hop, skip, and jump away for your current location, 772.
No!
I want to. What? Come on, dude.
Stop reading my fucking address!
Oh, God, it's on
Stop
the letter!
Reading my fucking address! And Stop reading my fucking address! Or I'm going to put my fist through your body!
And now that you're a working man, you don't have to pretend to be disabled. You can hit, hop, skip, and jump all day long. See you soon. Michael Stanley Dukakis, co-manager of Iota Supermarkets Northridge, number 5.
Well, that's
right
very
there,
nice.
Right there.
Stop reading my home address!
That's not what this is about. He's offering the deli meat counter person.
I don't give a fuck!
Well, you got to decide if you're going to do it or not.
You get mad for no reason. Let me get to this next letter. Dear Big Three, I am a big fan and a lawyer that would love to help you guys with all your law needs.
Nice.
And I will gladly help you for free. Perry, this is something you should think about. What do you mean?
Keep reading.
All right. I know that the Scaremaster is constantly suing friends and family members.
He is. I'm not suing constantly friends and family members.
I'm just reading what he said.
Whatever.
Not to mention all the scamming he does.
Fuck. I want nothing to do with this fucking guy.
You
want to
listen to the letter first?
Read it.
Okay. You like him?
Do you
no.
Like him? Okay. Well, at least wait until you hear the whole letter before you make judgment. All I ask in return for this free legal service is he makes love to me once a week.
Flaming faggot. Nope.
How do you say that? He said making love.
He said making love to
you
him.
I don't know what that
He's
means.
He's a faggot.
I don't know what that means.
He's a faggot.
How do you figure?
All he wants to do
God, you're a fucking dipshit.
To make love with him once a week like he does his many boyfriends. I know what you're thinking. Why all this work for free? Well, you see, I'm also a fat, kind of a greasy Italian that has trouble finding love. Law services are expensive, and Perry is consistently complaining about not having any money. I will even do all the prep work pro bono. The only compensation I requested is after each case, he will perform a Perry Callahan, which is where one participant blows the other participant while receiving a hand job from the man he is blowing. I wish
Shut the fuck up!
And can't wait to hear back from, sincerely, attorney at law, Carlos Zuckerman. Carlos Zuckerman. That's probably not a good thing.
Thank you.
Okay, well, you know what? And if I could just say something. I don't know if you guys know this, but when you mention Perry's address or you mention Randy
You're
Callahan.
You're not supposed to do that, man.
No, he gets upset, so there's no reason to do it. We're not juvenile here. We're trying to do a podcast, and we're trying to do the best damn thing.
And a professional one.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Anyway, Mo, why don't you read this one?
It says, Perry, please read.
Okay.
And let me read it.
Clearly does say, Perry, please read.
$10 shout out, so you got to read it.
No, I'm not.
What's it say?
My address.
You can't read.
What does
I'm
it say?
I'm not reading my address.
Then how do we get the money?
I'm not reading my home address.
You owe us $10.
Let me see.
What?
If they can't do the 10...
They are not allowed to read my fucking home address. You read my home address.
Oh, yeah. Right here it says.
You're not supposed to read my address.
Let's see. What does
it
say?
You're not allowed to read my fucking address. This show is about to end for fucking good.
Okay, Perry, did anyone read your address? Why are you acting like such a baby?
You're
for
really,
God's
you're
sake.
Really acting out today. You're
I'm
really
just saying all
out.
It has is your address here and your apartment number.
Wow.
And even your zip code. Is your zip code 91335?
Are you self-medicating?
Yes.
What are you taking?
All right.
None of your bit. Well, you know what I'm taking.
Okay. What?
Tegretol and Prilosec.
All right. Let's not even talk about
Prilosec
that.
Prilosec is for stomach.
My stomach. Correct.
Mole, can I just make a comment here? This is really getting under my skin. Why are you guys doing this? You clearly see it upsets Perry.
What? When the guy wrote his.
These fucking morons.
They are fucking.
Well, just say it, Scaremaster. Just say what he wrote.
Oh, God. My address.
Do you remember the address?
I know my address. I don't need to tell.
So does
I'm not. No, but I'm not. Can you I don't say need to say my can fucking say street something? Address. You Nobody's know? Fucking. What's your street address? Why don't you say it?
Yeah, exactly.
And every time I said she's yours, exactly. You fucking go through the roof.
No, I just.
How about this,
Scare
Master? How about when you want it? When you want to face your fear, when you want to get away from something you're afraid of, you go towards it.
All right. You let me ask you this then.
Three questions.
When Madonna had her fucking address brought up on a radio show,
Dance
she fucking sued the shit out of the radio station and won.
She did?
Okay, here's
one.
Here's
is that what this is about?
Another lawsuit.
I'm not going to sue Don.
Here's another $10 shout out. It comes from Twin Peaks. Please have Mr. Barris read the following. Dear Big Three Podcast, my brother and I run a site called TwinPeaks.com. In recent podcasts, we have been impressed with Perry's ability to predict bra sizes. We are considering offering him a paid position estimating celebrities' bust. At first, we must be assured that his abilities were not just a fluke. To further assess Perry's skills, we provided some pictures of celebrity singers and blurred out faces. Don, please show Perry the first image of each singer and give him the guess of their identity and of their bra size. After he makes his guess, then we proceed to show him the next picture of the singer revealing their identity and bra size. Go ahead, continue through all five singers. Please give Perry $1 for every correct answer. $1 for identifying the singer and $1 for giving the correct bra size. We will monitor the results and make our decision based on the performance.
Keep it's up not the worth $1.
Keep up the great work you do on all the podcasts and good luck to Mr. Caravello. Best regards, twin brothers, Bud and Waldo Peaks. All right? Now here it is. What you're supposed to do, you look at the picture. They've blurred the face of the singer. You're supposed to guess who the singer is. And then, what size her breasts are. Okay? First one.
Betty Page.
And her bra size?
36D.
Okay. Nope. Katy Perry, 32D. Katy Perry,
okay.
So you're
wrong.
All right, the next one. All right, singer number two.
Close. Dolly Parton.
And the breast size?
It's either a 38 or a 40 double D.
Okay, what is your answer?
I said either a 38 or a 40.
Okay, well, you've
okay,
got...
Okay, then a 40 double D.
It's a 40 double D? Okay. Right there. Okay, singer number three. Ooh, it's a good one.
Singer number three?
Singer number three.
Christina Aguilera?
Yeah, what's her bra size?
36D.
It is Christina Aguilera, but it's 34D.
I was one off.
Okay, all right, singer number four. Now, I've never seen these, so I don't know who they are myself.
That chest size is a 34C or a D.
Yeah.
The face
is blurred, so you can't
right,
really tell.
I know.
Let me see.
Do you know more?
Singer. You know who it looks like? Who that lady singing that movie?
Okay, nope. It's Selena Gomez.
Oh, yeah.
34B. 34B. And we're down to our last one. Oh, this isn't really a good one. I don't know who this is. Look over here. Look at that. Who is the singer? And
Chris Brown's ex.
You're thinking of Rihanna?
Yes.
Okay, and the chest size?
I'm thinking a 34 or a 36C.
Okay, you want to look more?
What's going on with that lady? Let me see that.
Okay, this is Christina Caravello, and she's a 32A.
That's my daughter?
Is it?
Whoa.
You tell me.
Why is that? Who posted that? Wow. That's something.
Is that your daughter?
Yes.
Okay, well, good job. Congratulations. You got one right. Good job. Congratulations.
Can I see the Rihanna one?
I got three right.
No, you didn't. You had to get both of them. All right, here's our, we have two left here. Here's one.
Dear Fairy Perry Caramelli, my name is Greg and I've been a fan of the pod since Ace Caravelli days. Love the Ding Dan show and have watched Windy City Heat more times than I can remember. If only for the super inspiring speech Stone gives at the end. I therefore can say that you're the perfect representative for my group and would love you to handsomely paid keynote speaker at our next event at Beta Breakers in San Francisco in May. You will have a plane ticket and lodging provided for the weekend, the 17th and 19th, just up the coast in San Fran, and would love to offer you $5,000 for just 5 to 10 minutes of motivational speaking. We can offer you so much, since our group's business has been so lucrative due to the blueprint that the blank Stairmaster has unknowingly laid out for us. I'm not kidding when I say that it would be an absolute dream come true for my group, Scaremaster.
$5,000 or $10,000
$5,000, you get a plane ticket and lodging in San Francisco.
As long as there's no gay stuff.
Let's find out. My group.
Before we go, can I guess what might be the hidden thing behind this?
What's that?
Meaning that because when you hear something that's too good to believe, it usually is.
It usually
too,
is.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's find out. Right. Let's find out.
Can I take a guess what might be the problem
here?
What's the
problem?
I might go with something gay.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Let's find out. Let's find out. My group, which is 600 plus strong, is called Gay to Fakers. And wait, let's find out. And the Scam Master has been our unofficial mascot for quite some time now, seeing as how not only are we a completely, we all closeted homosexuals just like him, Cookie and Grandpa Caramelli, but we also scam the government with complete BS disability claims that were only valid if ever over 30 years ago. Obviously, Perry has quite an inspiration, seeing as how a fetid garlic and olive oil smelling greasy out of shape with man boobs, gypsy. Wow. Gypsy.
These letters are so imaginative.
Dog
worshiping.
Pre-diabetic, fair weather, Javajo balding, child lusting, pathologically lying, delusional, Chinese skateboard selling. Wow.
This guy's so full of shit.
Hey, this clearly has issues with you, Scam Master.
Yeah.
Shell because of a man with no friends can put forth zero effort in both life and work and still make it huge with smart tactics like asking for $1,000.
It's written by Tim Pedic.
And effing up any possible movie sequel. Smart and savvy, if you ask me. That explains why.
Can you stop for 1 second, please? That's not funny at all.
I think it is.
It's funny to
talk about Tim. What'd he say?
It's written by Tim Pedic.
Oh. Smart and savvy. I wish. That means.
Okay.
Smart and savvy, if you ask me. That explains why he's been in a totally S-word apartment for all these years, like the one at...
Do not read my street address. Do not read my street address.
Wait a minute. Let me just ask you something. Is your address... Come here. Is your address 772
Receipt? I said do not read my street address. You know what my address is.
Okay.
Stop being an asshole.
Don't read that address.
Well, you say it then, Scaremaster.
That is his address. Don't read the address.
Okay.
Don't read it.
Thank you.
How about like that?
Thank you.
Right. Like the one at Boulevard.
Okay.
Apartment with only minimum. Is that right?
Yes.
Right, that way we get
that might be a good way to do it from now on.
Thank
like
you.
Disguise your voice like it's garbled.
Oh,
can
yeah.
I try it once?
Try it.
Oh, is that you doing it? All right, let me try it. 7722
Shut up!
Cheetah Boulevard.
It's not disguised. It's not disguised enough. Scaremaster.
Perry, sit down.
Tell him what to do right.
Perry, sit down. For God's sake, be professional.
Be professional, yeah. Be professional when I ask you to stop reading my home address.
All right, I wasn't reading.
Then
I was
read
trying
your
to
home address. No,
that's all cut out.
He's trying to do it like a voice, like you like how I did it, right?
Yes,
I did
you.
It like you.
Stop it!
All right, just
God. With only minimal, and I mean minimal. Blowjaying of casting director.
God Randy. Fucking damn it! I'm not a flaming faggot, you fucking assholes!
Perry, weren't you supposed to not use that mean word?
What, faggot? Oh, 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 oh!
Didn't your
you're a bunch of fucks!
Didn't Lisa Marie tell you?
Yeah, Lisa told me to stop using that fucking word.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I'm going to!
Aren't you
until they stop writing my fucking street address! On fucking letters. I keep seeing and hearing my fucking street address, I'm going to keep calling these fucking faggots faggots!
All right, well, first of all, just because they put your address out there...
makes them faggots!
All right, then read on.
Because they know where your address is, that's what makes them that?
Well...
that's kind of a weird thing to say, Skimmer. Yeah.
Whatever!
If you know where I live, then you must be a...
Right.
I just know that he can be my group's guiding light, and I can't wait to hear what motivation he has to impart in our chosen meeting place in the Denny's bathroom in San Francisco. Scaremaster, perfect. This would be right before we enter the race and fake injuries 5 minutes into it so we can see the beautiful city of San Francisco for all it's worth before going home and getting into some hairy, sweat-drenched bear sex.
Shut up.
Trust me when I say Perry really puts the erection in Comedy Store Pure Rock Res erection for all of us. And closes not $10, but $20, and is to be used only as an advance for the Bear Masters negotiations and this registration in this event. But if he turns us down, that $20 shall be distributed evenly to the trio of Dan, Mole, and Mary Jane, since they actually have to put forth some effort and do the work of four people. Keep on keeping on. You guys make me and a ton of people's Fridays. Big three. Greg McFeeder, Gay the Fakers, CEO and President. P.S. As always, both our Gay the Fakers and Beta Breakers events are typically costumes, and I'm thinking that the big baby costume for the losing hair masters, since it is so literal.
Yeah. Hashtag it ain't quitting. Can I make a comment here? Can
I, scare master.
Can I, before I read this last letter, I'd like to say something here. I'm speaking from the heart right now. What just happened there is total bullshit. I'm almost thinking to the point that people know that Perry is a little bit homophobic.
Definitely.
And he is not gay, has never been gay. He did something 20 years ago that has nothing to do with today. He made a mistake.
Thank you.
He made a mistake. And I'm tired of people saying that he's gay.
Exactly.
Because
he's and
not.
Saying his address. And saying his address.
Right. That's
address.
Another
when
thing.
When they're out there going like...
and you can't
if you
do
want
that.
To mail money to my P.O. box, you can.
Perry, I just tried to do something nice for you, and then you tried to con me out of money.
I'm not conning you. I said,
you
did.
You
were
trying to switch right.
it. Look, so, and when I did get money so sent they, to me, I brought the money.
No, you didn't bring in the computer.
I brought it.
You didn't bring in the T-shirt.
And you also,
I got two T-shirts.
We were at Sundance, you didn't bring in the $50. You didn't bring in the shout-out you got that night. Well, I'm going to read this last one. Dear Big Three, I'm writing this letter as a fan, so I don't want people to get the wrong idea, because I am not coming back to the podcast to continue my work as the editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks, especially after last week's podcast, where I saw yet another degree of how low your Javajo gypsy is.
It's Why is he writing us again if he's going to not deal with us again? Go ahead and read
that's
on.
An
I'm
excellent
sorry.
No, that's an excellent question.
Yeah,
I'm glad
yeah,
you bring
yeah.
it up.
He,
it seems like he says he's
quit. UA Craig the Third is
and then yeah, it is UA
shit.
Craig. It
I know
is
it's the UA Craig the Third.
And he actually continues to say that.
Right. I'm not going to deal with Perry Leaks.
And then he just basically does.
What he's so full of shit.
He is. Well, let me read
Finish
on.
Reading is funny.
It seems pretty clear that Fucknut Boy lied about having sex with his co-host, Lisa Marie.
I never said I did have sex with her.
Well, I mean, do you remember the tape we played?
I know the tape that we...
Can we play that again one more time?
We don't need to play the tape
just
again.
Just listen one more time. Is she good at eating ass?
Oh, dude, she's good at everything.
Really? You should put some
she's
mistletoe
good at
over
everything.
That.
Oh, I do kind of remember her. Wow.
She'll go down on you and eat your ass all at the same time.
Has she ever done that to you?
Uh-huh.
She eats your ass? So you see, you kind of did. All right, but anyway, it says... I understand why Mole would be somewhat confused with the actual facts, because I personally believe that Mole is a little blinded and due to the fact he is such a good friend with the Scare Master.
Best friend.
How can he be a friend of mine
Best
when he's
friend.
Not done anything?
It could be true.
Oh,
it really could be true.
I'm getting offers from people over getting offers over the phone to be best friends with other people.
All right.
Whatever.
With all of Perry's
said, no scare masks, because you and I were clicking.
We're
right
not
now.
Clicking. We never have. We never did.
Kinda
never
clicking
will.
Right now, dude.
May I read on, please?
Go ahead.
Okay. With all Perry's bullshit and lies about what he did to Lisa Marie, where does that leave the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection? As everyone knows, for the past 23 years, I've made my living as a professional computer hacker, but I'm also a pretty good judge at spotting great chemistry. I've never thought Lisa Marie had any chemistry with Perry. She seemed to kind of want to get away from him every time he said something. And the thing about her eating his ass must have made her sick to her stomach.
Never happened.
Yeah, I know, but you claimed it did.
I never did.
Yeah,
this time.
You want to listen to this?
Yeah, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Is she good at eating ass?
Oh, dude, she's good at everything.
Really? You should put some mistletoe over that.
Oh, I do kind of remember her. Wow.
She'll go down on you and eat your ass all at the same time.
Has she ever done that to you?
Uh-huh.
She eats your ass?
See, clearly it says you
said I never said that she ate my ass.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know what to make of it then. So the logical choice as the co-host of the show would be Don. Oh, that's nice. He has everything it takes to be a great host. He knows rock, and he has a great, great chemistry with Lisa Marie.
You can't steal my show.
If he does take the host job of The Late Show with Don Barris, I could see where that would make it so he could not do this show. But if not, I think he would be the perfect host to take over the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
It'll never happen.
Just an idea I had. One more thing. Perry has never denied that he is gay. Your loyal fan, friend, and former worker, Hugh A. Craig III, former editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks.
I never denied that I'm gay. I'm not gay, one. I've always denied it, two. And he's a fucking full of shit, three. And again, about the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection, that is not your show.
Didn't say
that
it was.
That is my show.
They're just saying that he would be much better as a co-host with Lisa Marie. Well, let's see. Who knows more about rock and roll? Let me ask you guys some questions. Okay?
Shoot.
Real quick.
Whoa. I know about the local bands. He knows about the national bands.
The only thing that people in the nation would care about. Go ahead.
What is the name of the local L.A. band from Northridge that plays like...
I don't know.
They play
in the valley.
There's several valley bands.
Which one, though?
I mean, there's one, I used to deal with.
It sounded like Retribution.
They're
but,
not from Northridge,
Retribution.
Retribution's not from Northridge, though.
They also do our theme song. Give us another one.
All right.
They're not from Northridge.
Oh, yeah? Really? Really? The drummer wasn't originally from Northridge?
Yeah, originally, maybe. Yeah. He lived in Reseda near me.
Afterwards.
All right,
That's where those guys first got together.
Your next question? Let's get to that.
Okay, who's that band that does that song?
Cupcake Dreams.
Nice.
Oh God!
One more. Scaremaster. Who's that dude who's all like singing?
Oh, he's a lead singer.
Eric Slate. It could be Scary Perry. It could be.
I'm
not a singer.
No. Well, anyway, that was today's $10 shout-out. No, you're not a singer.
Sure.
Right. Wait a minute. Is that a phone call? Could you send that phone call through for us, please?
Hello. Do you know whom's it be?
Hi, Mr. Adams.
Mr.
How are you?
Mr. Adams.
One in the shame. How are my lovers doing?
Pretty good.
All right. Calm down, everyone. Listen. My disappointment grows like the withered root in my trousers. Did anyone bring a song this week for Windy City Heat the Musical? Anyway, Mr. Barnes, you, of course, are exempt, all right?
Okay, good, because you understand why.
Now, anyone.
I did. I got a song.
Oh, please, Walter.
Okay, ready? Here we go. You want to hear it?
Proceed, please.
I never had to brock on wood, because my name is Brock, and it sounds like knock. And I wondered who's that girl that goes in that movie. And it makes me wonder.
Stop.
What was that?
If I'm not mistaken, Mr. Adams, I think that was the Mighty Mighty Boston Furies.
Well, that's catchy, but I can't imagine one person out there enjoying that. Well, maybe one. Petty.
What?
Anything from you. Anything.
What do you mean?
Song. You sang my song.
Well, I don't have a song.
That is sad, but I think I get it.
Mr. Adams, Perry is no songwriter. Trust me when I tell you that.
I don't have a song on me.
Yes, indeed. I see. I understand. Thankfully, I once again am providing a hit for him. Are you ready to knock it out of the pitch, Perry? Are you ready?
Oh, you got another song?
All right, let's do it. Let's nail this one, Perry.
Hit it.
Here we go. All right. Here we are. I think we all know this one.
Oh, I know this.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
We've been singing these tunes so long. Something is really wrong. 'Cause every Windy City song sure sounds like a winner. But the musical still isn't made. And nobody has gotten paid or invited to chilly dinner. It's a wet load of disappointment, like a wound covered in ointment. But we're going to get back on top with the dick who's the best.
Nice to hear.
Like a rhinestone fury.
Jeez, Scaremaster.
Heading out on the town with a star-spangled fanny pack.
Rhinestone fury.
Getting calls from guys who just want to get on his back and tickle his shaved scrotal sack.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Nice? Whoa.
Yes,
come on,
what?
Mr.
What's that? What? Hold on. What's that, Mr. Barnes? What's that?
That really, really sounds gay. Yeah.
Well,
because he is gay.
You know what? I'm really. Do you mean happy gay? Do you mean happy gay?
No, I know you're a faggot gay, Mr.
Scaremaster.
You know what? I'm just not hearing that. I'm just not hearing that. How about a little more?
All right.
Well, the last two.
Well, I really don't mind the pain when someone's cramming it up my drain, and I'm jerking off someone's main vein in an alley off Broadway.
Sorry, I'm done.
Stick with it. But I dream of the things I'll do with a smile on my face and a tushy all filled up with mangoo.
Whoa.
There's been a load of dudes I'm banging. They all know.
Sorry, Mr. Adams, you can keep this shit and shove it up your ass.
But I'm gonna be back on top or the bottom. Who cares? 'Cause I'm by Stone Fury.
Sorry, Mr. Adams, if you think you're fucking funny.
Dudes in an old male orgy. All right, you know what? I did.
Sorry, Adams, if you think that's funny.
It's a little gay. He's admitting that it's gay.
You're fired.
I must talk to my lyricist, Juan Dez. His English isn't so hot. What all else is.
Maybe you should just do your joke, Mr.
Adams. That's my line, do a joke. It's my line, Jay Adams.
You know what? Indeed that is. All right. Like, you mean a line like the one about why skeletons didn't go to the dance?
Because they don't have a body. They have a body to dance
wine.
With.
Yes, I'll tell you, I really, really hate these. I really do. Yes.
I kind of like it. Yeah.
Anywho, I'm off to stick a lemon in my mouth and wrap a belt around my neck. Toots loves.
Bye, Mr. Adams.
Wait a minute.
I like Scaremaster's answer.
Because they drank too much wine?
Whatever.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance?
Because they drank too much.
I like that.
You know, all I can think about is we sit here and every minute.
And all we do is fight about the same stupid shit.
Exactly. And it's stupid.
Exactly.
And what we should do, let's move on to 60 Seconds with Barry. Go!
Go! You want to yell at me some more, you fuck? www.scaryperryskateboards.com. Order decks on my fucking site. Also, go to
Master, talk about the other stuff.
Also, go to
talk about the other
Kevin
stuff
Trudeau's.
Care about the other stuff that you're pushing, man.
Yeah, I am.
Exactly.
Kevin Trudeau's
not
natural cures.
Stuff. Don't worry about
because
the other
his cures stuff. Are helping my cures.
Whoa, what are you getting cures for? What do you got? Oh, you're sick again? Is it the HIV? Is this the HIV again?
The HIV?
HIV?
I don't have HIV.
Well, why are you taking that stuff to get rid of HIV?
I don't have HIV.
You just said you did. Isn't that what you just said?
No more 60 seconds. You guys are fucking assholes!
What do we do?
You're biting into my fucking 60 seconds! Goodbye!
Popsicle sticks, t-shirts.
HIV medicine.
Stop!
And that was 60 Seconds with Perry. What are you doing, Perry? He's pushed the mic away from him. Now he's pulling it back. What are you doing?
I don't even know why I'm here, but I do know why I'm here. I'm here to help please Lisa and make her happy because I'm not quitting this show. I'm going to beat your fucking ass. Number one, you owe me money for those shorts you fucking drove. ripped up. The guys that wanted to go fix them.
Perry.
You want to know how much it's going to cost me to fix those fucking shorts?
How much?
$40 I said, throw them away. I'm going to get the $40 from the cocksucker that ripped my goddamn shorts.
And who's that?
I mean, who's that?
Who would charge $40 to fix a ripped thing on shorts?
Perry, mellow out.
Don't you see what we have here? You come from a family of tailors. Wouldn't you know that you're being fleeced for $40 to fix a rip in a pair of shorts?
Come on, Perry. And if for no other reason, you came here for some of the finest Thai food there is. And like I've always said, for the finest in Thai cuisine, it's...
I have no time for Thai tonight.
What the huck?
What? You're wearing a tie.
No, Thai food.
323-654-7952. What's that, Perry?
323-654-7952.
Say something nice about...
3, 2, 3, 6, 5, 4, 7, 9, 5, 2.
Could you say that one more time, please, so I didn't interrupt you?
3, 2, 3, 6, 5, 4, 7, 9, 5, 2.
Can you say something nice about what the huck?
Yeah, I love those guys. They're great people. Their food's awesome.
But why don't you have time for tonight?
Because I got places to be after this show. I've got to pick up some people.
Who?
And none of your business.
Are they lawyers?
Yes.
Oh.
I've got work on my case to do tonight.
What's the case involved? This the family case or this is the civil case against the
Arnold
Terminator?
Schwarzenegger?
No, it's none of your
Catholic
business.
Catholic Church in the United States.
It's pop culture.
It's not pop culture.
Why can't you share anything?
Because it's got to do with personal things.
It's family.
What's personal?
None of your business.
Are we involved in it?
Hey, what?
Are we involved in it?
No, you're not involved in it. That's period.
Do we get to... will we make some money after you sue the government?
No comment.
Hey, when people are badgering me to talk about, are you going to be the host of The Late Show with Don Barris?
There is no going...
Did I address that today?
Yes, you did. You addressed
yes,
it because it's your show.
So you should do some addressing of what you're doing.
I cannot talk about this.
Why?
End of story. I'm done.
One.
Show's over.
No, the show
isn't
over.
Until the comedy, Pure Rock, Resurrection is resurrected!
Perry, bring the mic back or you'll never set foot in any kind of podcast studio that I'm part of again. This is about the fourth time you've told me that you're going to quit today.
And why
didn't I say I quit. We're
going
to do this until the end of the year. If nothing is happening, at least give it a shot. We've got our 10th anniversary coming up. Actually, we're going to be doing a show Friday, October 11th in the world famous
Comedy
Store.
My daughter's birthday.
You say that every time. Just stop.
Okay.
You don't even know her bra size, dude.
Stop pushing her fucking bra size.
I didn't do it.
Some fucking punk out there.
All right. So you know what? Right now, if you could tell people things that you don't want them to talk about in their $10 shoutouts, what would those things be?
One of them is to leave my daughter out of this.
I completely agree with that. Do not talk about your daughter. I don't think that's right. She's an innocent person that doesn't deserve...
That's right. She doesn't deserve to be disrespected.
Right. I mean, think about this for a second. Let's say you had a buffoon of a father like Perry. How would you like that? No, you would not.
A buffoon of a father like Perry.
No, you would not. So let's leave her out of it. What else don't you want to talk about?
My home address.
All right. I think that's fair.
Why don't you show us how you can say it, how it's okay to say it?
Here's how you say it.
No.
You just zipped your mouth closed.
Come on, man. Be a little creative. Be a little more creative.
No, blah, 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 blah. So from now on, blah, 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 represents 7722 receipt.
Shut up!
Okay, but I'm just saying, in the future...
From now on, you just stop saying the numbers!
Okay,
stop saying the street!
Perry, I'm trying to do that right now! Stop yelling at me! Be fucking professional!
Be fucking professional and stop saying my address!
I'm trying to get on with this. I'm trying to tell people, don't do that. Don't talk about your daughter. What else don't you want them to talk about?
Nothing negative about my child, one. Nothing negative about my close business associate, Lisa.
Nothing about her.
What about me?
Negative.
How about me?
You never build Mole up like that.
Well, because all he does is treat me like shit.
He's a lot closer to you than Lisa.
First off, what did I do? Second off, where are the shorts
you were supposed
to bring in?
What do you mean, where are the shorts that I was
supposed to bring in?
What do you mean the trash?
He said he would fix them.
He can get them written off on his taxes if you have the shorts.
If you bring him in, I can give you the cash for him.
Do you still have the shorts?
They're trashed.
No. Where did you put them?
Garbage.
No, you were told to bring them this week.
That's too bad, dude.
Oh, jeez, Perry.
I'm going to have to get you some new shorts. What size are you?
36 waist.
No. 36, really?
36 waist. Okay. With a belt.
But you're not wearing a belt.
Not now, but those shorts were the belted shorts.
What do you mean with
the belt? Double loop.
What?
Oh, God.
Bring the shorts in. Let me
tell you. I'm not bringing in something that is no good anymore.
Did you throw them in?
I threw them out. They're gone.
Perry,
they're gone.
You were asked last week.
What if I could give you $100 for those shorts? I told you a fan wants those for $100.
Yeah. What are you doing, you dumb?
I'm just fucking fed up.
Perry, you were told to bring the shorts in.
You know why? There was a collector in Tokyo who wanted the shorts, dude.
It's like my fucking leather coat. $300 leather coat. I'm not paying for it.
You stupid fuck.
What?
You were told to bring the shorts in. We could have put them up on auction when we do all this stuff to try to make money. He was going to pay for the shorts. You stupid fuck. Again, you don't listen. You don't listen to anybody.
I'm getting fucking fed up with all this disrespect.
With your stupidity? How did I disrespect you today?
You didn't disrespect me today, you know, other than the mentioning my
Where did you get
the
shorts, Scaremaster?
Those, I believe, I bought at Kohl's.
Kohl's?
K-O-H-L apostrophe S. Kohl's.
Isn't that a hardware store?
Kohl's is a department store.
Are they unisex?
Men and women
were unisex, right?
Oh, my God.
Why was the rear end, why did it just, like, rip out of there? Why was it so worked out like that?
What do you mean, why was
and
it
also,
so worked
why
out
why
like
you
that?
Like those
you pants? Grabbed onto the fucking
string. I didn't do
string
anything. I never touched it.
You grabbed onto the fucking string
anything.
On the fucking
I
bottom
touched,
of the pocket.
No way, that was
and
you.
And you yanked on it.
No, that was you, dude. Was
you lying piece of shit.
Pretty sure
take
you.
Off those fucking sunglasses so I can see your fucking eyes.
You take
you
off
talk
your glasses.
At least you can see my eyes.
Take them off then. All right, now take off your tie. Take off your
Shut
tie.
Up.
Take
Shut
off
up.
Your tie.
He made a challenge.
Good. Take off your tie.
Well, what's the
just go for it. Take it off. Just take it off.
So let's see. Let's wrap things up here. You got a June fight with William Randolph Hearst. Then you claim you're going to fight me next, and then you're going to fight Mole.
Not going to fight me. We're best friends.
He won't live past our fight.
We'll see.
You think you can beat me up, Barry?
We'll see.
You think you can beat me up?
Again, we'll see.
You think you can?
Not now. No.
Okay, well then, you know what? I think it's time that we do the best thing that we do on this show. It's a thing that critics, actors, actresses, TV announcers, athletes, they seem to like is the best part of the show. It's time once again for a little thing we like to call Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the show. This is where Mole will create a scenario, he will cast a scene, then he will direct a scene. What we don't know, Mole, is what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Yeah.
Are you a little stone mole?
Are we starting the show? I think you guys know this song. Dang. Coming to you pre-recorded. Whoa, man. All right. So listen, nobody knows what's going to happen in the future. I will tell you this. Scaremaster's looking strong and looking tough. I didn't like the way he went crazy with his shorts last week. Bring those in, dude. Seriously. And also, Dan's also big and tough. But what's going to happen in that fight with William Randolph Hearst, we're going to have to find out. But we take you now, ringside. It's round five. Dan, you're Scaremaster. Scaremaster, okay. You're William Randolph Hearst. Hearst for Scary Valley. Round five, Mole Play.
What somebody give me a cut? Mole, cut me! Cut me back! Oh!
There you go.
No, don't touch me, Scary! Don't touch me!
And then Scaremaster starts beating up William
Randolph
Hearst.
Don't touch me!
Scaremaster flipping and strong. He goes after William Randolph Hearst. But Scaremaster low blows him. He low blows him right in the groin, right in the crotch, over and over. And he takes him on the canvas. Suddenly they lock arms.
I don't have my hand by your...
I have my hand near your balls!
Scaremaster grabs William Randolph Hearst by his tie. He pulls him up by his tie. Why is he
wearing... Don't! Let go of my fucking clothes!
He punches him. He pulls his shirt out of his trunks.
Cool it now! Cool it now! Cool it now! I don't want
to... I'm out of a fight!
I don't want to break anything.
Why would you dress like that for a fight, William Randolph Hearst?
I don't want to break anything.
What the fuck is going on? I'm doing a performance of my lifetime.
I did. I tell you what, you left it all in the ring. That's mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play.
What the fuck are you doing?
I am not breaking anything here, okay? I'm not breaking anything here. There's too many things here. There could be stuff broken. I am not doing that.
Like hearts. How do you mend this broken heart?
I've acted with a lot of people in my life. You are far and away the best. Worst ever. What? No, not the best, yeah, the worst. Sure.
From an audience point of view, I would say the best.
We're in, this place is way too congested for a fucking fight. All right, I got glasses on. It's not going to happen like that.
Did you do your sexcapades? You didn't bring anything, did you?
He has it in his memory. He told me. I asked him if he had his paper, and he didn't have his paper. He has it in his memory.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead. Do your sex.
I got a phone call from a chick that saw me back in the 90s that reminded me of an event in the 90s that the other day. I couldn't believe it was her one.
Neither can anyone else.
Huh? No, this was some blonde babe that we met at the Rainbow.
Bullshit. If you want to get in touch with us on the social networks, you can get in touch with me on Twitter at SimplyDon1. That's
true. You can get in touch with me on Twitter at ScaryPerry818.
And I'm the real Malinsky.
And you can also
on
get
Facebook,
in touch with me.
On Facebook, I'm Don Barris.
You can also get in touch with me on Facebook. I'm Perry F. Caravello.
I'm
C-A-R as in car, A-V as in Victor, E-L-L-O.
I'm also on Instagram at SimplyDon1 and Vine. Check out my Vine videos.
And if you also are interested in buying skateboard decks, go
no,
to...
No, you had your 60 seconds.
ScaryPerrySkateboards.com.
7722 Reseda Boulevard. You told not... Don't
no
bite
biting,
me.
Perry.
Fuck. Don't bite me.
I'm going to turn that arm into a fucking chicken leg.
Anyway, you can catch me every night
humanoid.
At the World Famous Comedy Store. That's in West Hollywood. And on Mondays, don't forget the Ding Dong Show. Also, don't forget the Ding Dong Show on Death Squad. Here we go, guys. Put her there. Big
2.5.
3. Goodbye.